Welcome to the Shamanic Flow Podcast, a journey into healing space to feel the radiant sacredness of your body and root deeply into Mother Earth. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to connect you with archetypal goddesses and the natural world through yoga and shamanic Reiki practices that reveal the capable healer you are when you flow as your authentic self. The world needs healers, so let's get started. Wherever you're listening today, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth, anchored in, nourished, nurtured. You are here. The time is now. With gratitude and awe, let's call in the primal elements of life and their spiritual qualities to support our work today. We give thanks and call to the element air, to hawk and crow and all the winged beings. Please teach us to soar above the mundane, to see the bigger picture, to consider many points of view, and to practice discernment. Remind us to breathe deeply and to always spiral higher with keen vision. We give thanks and call to the element water, to fish and frog, and all who swim in shallows and depths. Please help us to flow with the currents of life and our own emotions. Remind us of the cleansing and healing available to us always, and of the pleasures of being embodied. We give thanks and call to the element fire, to salamander and snake. Please teach us the way of letting go of what we have outgrown, to move fearlessly into the wild holiness of change and transformation. Guide us to the full knowledge of our own power, and bring us to our highest integrity. We give thanks and call to the element earth, to black bear, to our ancestors, and all who slumber in the dark of winter. Please teach us to feel abundant, to be nourished by color and laughter, to know gratitude, and to honor all life. Connect us with the goodness and wisdom of our ancestors. Help us to be bold, to dare, to move forward into the fullness of the vision of those who came before us. Sweet Mother Earth, Gaia, Pachamama, our ancient and first ancestor, thank you for the gifts that you give every single day. Thank you for the bodies that we have inherited from you. Thank you for this place we call home, for our sense of connection, our sense of belonging, and for support and restoration as we explore this existence. May we always walk upon you with gratitude, respect, and gentleness. Thank you, Pachamama. Father Sun and Grandmother Moon, star beings, please shine your light upon us. Thank you for your wisdom and guidance, for helping us to navigate days and nights and all the cycles of life. Thank you for your protection and motivation that we might be held well in our work. Thank you for helping us to grow taller towards you and for helping to illuminate the way. Thank you, star beings. We each individually call to our guides, our higher selves, our spirits, whether we know you and have connected to you or not. Please join us in this space to infuse our work with the flow of living energy for the highest good of all beings. Welcome. As this podcast hits the internet, we're welcoming the new strong sun moon in the sign of Gemini. I'm moving into a new moon cycle and a new goddess. This time, the goddess Isis. Coming up for me in the first part of this moon cycle as the moon waxes towards fall. I'm going to be happy to take part in a community healing circle at True North Yoga in Keene Valley, New York. And I've also got a weekend shamanic Reiki level 1 training coming up in a couple weeks. If you're interested in that training, you can find information on my website at debbiephilp.com. And of course, as the moon turns full on the 28th of June, you can join me in my Shamanic Flow Facebook group where we'll be hosting a virtual circle for that full moon, and I'll put the links in the show notes. So again, I'm moving into some work with the Egyptian goddess Isis, who is an archetypal mother goddess and also an archetypal witch. I had some trouble connecting with Isis as I first started to explore her mythology and her stories. She is said to be the daughter of earth and sky, and she ruled the gods with her husband Osiris until Set, her brother, killed Osiris. Isis used magic and her knowledge of life and death and rebirth to bring Osiris back. And with him, she created her son Horus. Now Set was still a big danger to them and did kill Osiris again. Isis took Horus and hid him and raised him in secret until he was no longer a vulnerable child and was able to challenge his uncle Set for the throne of the gods. And this was interesting for me to explore because I've come up against motherhood a number of times as I've been exploring the goddesses. And I don't feel fierce or overly protective with my own children. Of course, my own children are no longer children, but even when they were young, my daughter especially was very independent and required a good deal of space and not a lot of handholding. So how do I relate to the creative, nurturing mother goddess who was also protective and was willing to secret her son away while he was still a child so that he would grow up safe? And I found, after much journeying with Isis and finally getting on my yoga mat, that when I started to explore into my sacral chakra, that center of that creative energy and the mother, I started to feel the fierceness rise up in me and realized that being protective and fierce is not just about how we raise our children, but how we bring into the world everything that we create. And how sometimes those things that we're holding, those ideas that we're feeling into giving birth to, we need to keep inside, we need to keep them secret until they're no longer vulnerable. And I also started to explore my physical body, which is coming to the time of moving from motherhood to cronehood and feeling like I'm losing touch with that creative side of me a little bit, but having this incredible rush of power move through me and exploring some things on my yoga mat that I didn't think I was able to do. And I'll share a practice in a little bit to help you feel into Isis's power of fierce, creative motherhood. I also considered a number of options for how Isis can help me connect to the natural world and for whose benefit I can share. And I think I want to share about black bears today. Black bears are found all over North America. And although their territories are much reduced as humans take over, they are still fairly well established. Although there are some subspecies, like the Louisiana black bear, which is threatened, and the Florida black bear, whose population is getting much smaller. Black bears play an important role in the ecosystems that they inhabit, especially through their foraging activities, because they eat just about anything they can find, and it's actually not as much meat as you'd think. It's mostly vegetation. And they rip apart logs and plants to find insects that they'll also eat. And when they do that, they not only help to hasten the decomposition of forest wood, they help to control the insect populations. And they play a part in the dispersion of seeds of various plants and trees as they consume the roots and the flowers and the grasses, the fruits, the berries, the nuts, the acorns. Since they're very adaptable to diverse types of environment, the deciduous forest benefits from the continual germination and expansion of its vegetation through the black bears. During the last meeting of the North Country Wild Care Rehabilitators, we got to hear from a representative from the Adirondack Wildlife Refuge about the black bears that they are working to get back into the wild, and also their ambassador bears that are going to be permanent residents at the Wildlife Refuge. And I learned some really interesting things about bears, especially about how little and vulnerable they are when they're born. When they're first born in late January, while the mother is still in her den hibernating, the babies are typically less than a pound. They're blind and deaf and completely hairless, totally dependent on that mother bear to keep them warm and safe and fed. It takes them about 4 to 6 weeks before they start to get their dense fur and are able to maintain some heat on their own. And they don't even come out of the den until they're about 2 to 3 months old. And at that point, they're still less than 10 pounds, so little. And they'll stay with their mother for about a year and a half before they venture out on their own. So these cubs are that vulnerable child. And the mother bear is a fierce mother. Although what we learned about black bears being very protective and dangerous, aggressive when their cubs are around, may not be as true as we think. We have a lot of black bears here in the Adirondacks. People often talk about their bird feeders being taken apart, or their garbage cans, or even having bears make their way into the house in search of food. But really, the bears, for the most part, will stay away from people. Black bears are very shy and will often run. And from what I've been reading, this is even true of mothers with cubs. The mother black bear is more likely to take her cubs away, to hide them, to keep them safe, rather than risk an encounter with humans. That's not to say that we shouldn't honor and respect the ability of that mother to defend her cubs if necessary. And if you see a mother with cubs, leave it alone, please. But we should also not assume that these are aggressive animals that need to not be where people are. We can have safe encounters with bears if we're conscious of their presence. And I just want to put a reminder out to the people who like to hike and camp in bear country, up here especially in the High Peaks region, that bears do like to scavenge for food. And if you feed them, they will come. In the High Peaks wilderness, if you're camping, you do need to have a bear canister. Make it a good one, because we've had a few bears here that have shown that the bear canisters aren't as sturdy or bear-proof as they might be. And I also would like you to consider doing what you can to protect the bear populations, not only in the Adirondacks, but all over the United States and North America. There are some things on the table from the Department of Interior right now that may change the way they're hunted, such as a proposal to allow mother bears and those vulnerable babies to be shot in their dens. And that makes me sick. So when you get a chance to make public comments on those kinds of things, I ask you to stand up for the bears, to respect those mothers and their vulnerable babies. As I was beginning my work with ISIS, I got some energy work done for me. And ISIS was very present during that work, working in my heart center. And one of the things that was uncovered during that work was my lack of connection to my body and how I'm not nurturing my body the way I should be. I'm not being a fierce mother to my own being, my own vessel, one that's carrying me through this world. And she suggested a practice for me that I'm just beginning to explore, which is the practice from the traditional Hawaiian of Ho'oponopono, which is the practice of asking for forgiveness. And the energy worker suggested to me that I make it a regular practice of asking forgiveness of my body. And it's a very simple practice done regularly. And the practice is, with sincerity, to say, I'm sorry, forgive me, I love you, thank you. And people tweak that, make it personal. And done over and over, Ho'oponopono helps you come into right relationship, whether it's with your ancestors, or somebody that's living now, or the earth, or your own body. I'm sorry, forgive me, I love you, thank you. And since I've been finding that ISIS is really working in my heart space, I thought for this yoga practice to do some work around that fierce protective love. So where does that begin? It's a drawing up of energy from the solar plexus, that willful, powerful energy, and drawing down energy from the third eye, that knowing, wise energy, and having that all meet in the heart so that you can give love with that fierceness, with that willfulness, and also with wisdom and understanding of when to fight and when it's safer to hide or to retreat until a better time. So go ahead and unroll your mat or pause this until a better time. And then come to sitting with your knees bent and your feet tucked underneath you so that you're sitting on your heels. And if this isn't possible for you, go ahead and switch to sitting in a cross-legged position. Or prop your pose by tucking a blanket between your heels and your buttocks or right behind your knees. You can also put a block or a cushion between your feet and sit on that. Find a way for you to be comfortable as you begin. And let your hands rest on your thighs, relax your shoulders down, reach up through the crown of your head and aim your tailbone toward the floor or the ground. And take a big breath in and with a sigh, release. And again, another big breath in and another sigh, letting go of anything that's sitting heavily in your heart space. And one more big breath in, and then a sigh to become present to this moment. As you take your next breath in, roll your shoulders forward, bring them up towards your ears, and as you exhale, roll your shoulders down your back. And take that again, roll your shoulders forward, bring them up towards your ears. Exhale, roll them down. And again, inhale, roll forward and up. Exhale, roll back and down. And a few more times, circling the shoulders, gently releasing with each circle around. And one more circle. Release your shoulders down your backs and the crown of your head to the sky. And deepen your breath. Feel your rib cage expand with each inhale, and as you exhale, draw your navel in and up, tightening your diaphragm, squeezing all the air out, and then inhale, feel the expansion. And exhale, squeeze all the air out. And you may feel a little bit of heat beginning to build right below the sternum and up into the chest. Maybe even into the upper back. And bring your hands behind your back, having your fingers meet and interlace by your sacrum. Drop your shoulder blades down, squeeze them in towards each other, making a deep V from the shoulders down to where the shoulder blades meet. And then very gently start to extend your knuckles down toward the floor behind you. Your arms can come away from your back. Allow some bend in your elbows if that feels better. Heart lifting up, reaching up through the crown of your head. You can even take your chin up slightly, open the throat, but keep the back of your neck long. Take another breath in. And then hinging forward at your hips, round your shoulders and your head forward and place the crown of your head down in front of your knees. Rolling all the way up to the true crown toward the back of your head, coming off of your forehead. Notice if you start to collapse into your neck. If there's pain there, move back away from the crown a little bit or come back up to sitting. But if you're just starting to feel a little compression, how do we release that? Take an exhale, draw your navel to your spine and lift up out of your skull just a bit. Press the tops of your feet into the floor. And if it's available for you, you might find that your arms are starting to fall toward the floor over your head. Or maybe they just come up toward the sky a little bit more. Take a couple more breaths here. And let lifting out of this pose be powerful. Imagine someone's got a hold of your hands and they're pulling your hands up and back, and draw your navel to your spine. Let that help lift you. Soften as you come up. Sit your hips back onto your heels, shoulders over the hips. Bend your elbows so your hands come back by your sacrum. Slide your fingers apart and put your hands down on your thighs, noticing any sensations in the shoulders, through the heart center, down through the upper abdomen. And placing your hands down on either side of your knees, lift your hips slightly, swing them to the right, and put your right hip down on the floor so that both feet are over to the outside of your left hip. Walk your right fingers behind your right hip. Bring your left hand onto your right thigh. Inhale your spine tall, and with an exhale, turn your heart to the right, working your heart into the space between your arms. Keep your head neutral with your chin over your sternum, or release your neck by turning your head to the left so you're looking back toward the front of your mat again. Relax your shoulders down, stay nice and tall. As you take your next breath in, release your heart forward, bring your hands back to your thighs, and then place your hands on either side of your knees. Lift your hips, shift them across your heels, and put your left hip down so that both feet are out to the outside of your right hip. Walk your left hand behind your left hip, bring your right hand to your left thigh, inhale your spine tall. And as you exhale, open your heart to the left. Spread your collarbones, dropping your tailbone down. Feel the twist around the middle of your back. Again, you can keep your chin neutral over your sternum or turn it towards your right shoulder, looking toward the front of the mat again. Take another breath. And with an inhale, release your heart forward. Walk both hands behind you slightly. Lean back onto your hip and swing your legs around. Keep your knees bent. Put your feet down on the floor in front of you. Keep both hands behind you. And turn your hands out so that your wrists are in a comfortable position for you. Lift up through your heart, draw your navel in and up, and move your lumbar spine, the lower part of the spine, forward in your body just a little bit. And then rock back onto your sitting bones and draw your knees up towards your chest, taking your feet off the floor. Inhale, and as you exhale, take both knees over to the right, rocking off your left hip a little bit, and turn your head so you're looking at your left hip as it comes up. And then inhale, bring that hip down. Knees and head come back to center. Exhale, take your knees to the left. Lift your right hip slightly and look at your right hip. Inhale, bring both back to center. Exhale, take your knees to the right. Look at your left hip as it comes off the floor. Inhale, come back to center. Exhale, take your knees to the left. Look at your right hip. Inhale, center. One more time, exhale, take the knees to the right. Looking at the left hip. Inhale, come back to center. And exhale, your knees to the left. Turning to look at your right hip. Inhale, come back to center. Pause. Press your hands down. Lift up through your heart again. And then keeping your knees bent, lift your feet to bring your shins so that they're about parallel to the ground or the floor. Roll your shoulders down your back. Lift your heart. Taking Navasana, boat pose, with the modification of the hands down. Draw your navel in and up. One more breath. Release your feet down, walk them in a little bit. Sit up on your sitting bones, wrap your arms around your shins, and curl your head forward so that your forehead comes to your knees. Take a breath. Cross your ankles and roll over your feet, or swing your legs around and make your way onto your hands and knees. Knees hip width apart, walk your hands forward about 6 inches in front of your shoulders. Spread your fingers wide. Press your hands down and forward. Lift your tailbone up and back and come up into downward facing dog. Pedal out your heels a little bit, slowly letting the knees open after you were sitting on them. Letting them unfold. Bring your attention to your hands. Press down through the base of your pinky fingers and the stretch of skin between your thumb and first finger. Push the floor away. Rotate the inner creases of your elbows forward towards your hands just a little bit. Drop your head between your arms. Lift your tailbone to the sky and feel your heart come forward through your arms. Keep your knees soft, move your thigh bones into the backs of your legs. And take a quick look at your feet, and if you can see your heels between your feet, rotate them away from each other a little bit. Your knees will turn in slightly, opening the sitting bones so the tailbone can reach back and through even more. Take another breath in, down dog. Take a half step forward with your left foot, just a short step. As you take your next breath in, lift your right leg up and back, coming into a down dog standing split. Flex your foot. Press your heel up and keep your hips squared to the floor. Take another inhale, reaching up and back through that heel. And as you exhale, come forward with your shoulders coming over your wrists, round your back a little bit, and bring your knee underneath to try to touch your nose. And then inhale, press into the floor with your hands, reach your heel up and back, down dog standing split. Exhale, curl up, bring your knee underneath towards your nose, navel to the spine. Inhale, flatten, press back through your heel. Exhale, knee to nose, one more time. Inhale, press up and back through your heel. And then exhale and step your right foot forward between your feet. Come up onto your fingertips, or use blocks or something else to lift your hands if that makes the pose more comfortable for you. Press back into your left heel. Lift your thigh bone into the back of your leg. Make that leg strong. And at the same time, move the left hip point toward the back of the right heel, sinking the hips down. Roll your heart back. Press your right foot into the floor, and as your hands get light on the floor, float them up onto your right thigh. Walk them back towards your hip to lift your heart a little bit more. And this is a place you can stay for balance. Or go deeper by inhaling and taking your arms up over your head. Bring your hands together at the top. Interlace your fingers. And if it's available for you, flip your palms to the sky, reaching up in one long curve from your outer hips all the way up through the palms of the hands. Get a little more stretch by dropping your pinky fingers toward the back of your head, just a micro movement. Take one more breath in, soften your elbows, slide your hands apart, and exhale them down to the floor on either side of your right foot. Inhale in your lunge, and exhale, step back into downward facing dog. Take a couple breaths here, feeling into your body. Feeling the strength, the determination, the power flowing through your body. And also feel your heart melting through your arms toward the floor as it opens. Shoulder blades coming in and moving toward the hips, opening up that space even more. Take a half step forward with your right foot. Inhale, take your left leg up and back. Flex your foot, square the hips, press the heel back as if you were pushing it into the wall behind you. Take another breath in, and as you exhale, come forward a little bit towards your hands, round, bring your knee underneath, and try to touch your nose with your knee. Inhale, extend long again into downward facing dog. Exhale, bring your knee underneath, trying to touch your nose, rounding. Inhale, extend long. Exhale, one more time, round your knee towards your nose. Inhale, stretch long. Exhale, step your left foot up between your hands. Come up onto your fingertips, or use props here. Press your right heel back. Lift the right thigh bone a little. Extend the back of the right leg. And while that is reaching back toward the heel, ease the front of the right hip toward the left heel. And that little hip opener going. And press the floor away with your left foot. And when your hands lighten, float them to your left thigh. Walk them back towards your hip, opening the heart, getting taller over your hips. And you can stay here or inhale and take your arms up. And if it's appropriate for you to do so, interlace your fingers, flip your palms to the sky. Feel the lift coming up out of your hip through that slight curve forward through the spine, all the way up through the crown of the head, crown reaching toward the back of your hands, and then can you bring your pinky fingers down towards your crown just a bit? Feel into that opening, shoulder blades sliding down the back. Take another breath in, bend your elbows a little, separate your fingers and float your hands down to frame your left foot. Inhale, lift your heart. Exhale, step back into downward facing dog. Take a few breaths here, staying present to what's going on in your body. Honor your need to rest, taking a child's pose if it would feel better than holding down dog. Another round of breath. And look to your hands. Step your feet to your hands. Bend your knees a bit, let your upper body float down over your thighs. Relax your arms and your shoulders. Relax your neck so your head hangs heavily toward the floor. Bring your hands to your shins, and as you take your next breath in, lift halfway up and draw your heart forward through your arms. The knees can stay soft, but reach your tailbone up and back. Feel the hamstrings. Feel the lengthening down through the sides of your waist. Feel your shoulder blades pressing into the back of your rib cage. Take another breath in and exhale. Release your upper body down over your thighs. Relax your neck. Press your feet into the floor. On your next breath in, open your arms out to the side. And as they swing up, lift your upper body, coming all the way up until your hands meet over your head. Bring your palms together and exhale. Slide your hands down in front of your heart. Inhale, drop your hands down. Reach out and up. Hands about shoulder width apart. Palms facing each other. And as you exhale, bend your knees, hinge from your hips, and sit back into Utkatasana, chair pose. quick peek to make sure your knees are behind your toes. Draw your navel in and up. Broaden your collarbones and your shoulder blades. Reach through your pinky fingers. Take another breath in. Exhale, fold forward over your thighs, relaxing your arms and your neck. Bring your hands to your shins. Inhale, come halfway up. Exhale, fold. Inhale, lift your heart as you swing your arms out and up, coming all the way up to standing. Palms meet overhead. Exhale, slide your hands down the midline to your heart. Inhale. And exhale, feeling the energy that's flowing up out of the core into the heart. Release your arms to your sides. Separate your feet to about shoulder width apart. Roll your shoulders down your back. Squeeze your shoulder blades together. Create that deep V down the inside of the shoulder blades again. And then bring your hands to your sacrum. The elbows are a little bit bent. Interlace your fingers. Keep your shoulder blades pressing together. Start to reach your knuckles down toward the floor behind your heels, and if it's available, away from your back just a bit. Breathe here into the heart opening. Take another breath in. And as you exhale, hinge forward from your hips, bringing your belly to your thighs, your heart to your knees. Relax your neck, drop your head, and let the arms sweep up toward the ceiling. If there's space in your shoulders, they may start to fall over your head toward the floor. Standing Yoga Mudra. And pressing into your feet, knees are soft. Release your neck, let your head get heavy. Feel your rib cage heavy, sinking down toward the floor, drawing the sides of your waist long. Bend your elbows so your hands come to your sacrum. Let your fingers slide apart and float your arms down toward the floor. Your fingers might touch the floor, they might hang. Shift your weight a little bit from the right foot to the left foot, to the right foot to the left foot. Let the upper body sway side to side. And shift your weight from your toes to your heels, to your toes, to your heels. Let your upper body swing forward and back a few times. And put a deeper bend into your knees. Place your hands flat on the floor and step back into downward facing dog. Feet hip width apart, fingers spread, pressing the floor away, reaching the tailbone up and back. Soften your knees as you move your thigh bones into the backs of your legs again. Feel the length down your back body. Keep pressing the thigh bones back. Press your right hand down and forward very firmly into the mat. And lighten your left hand. And that might be enough, maybe just playing with taking the left hand off the floor. Otherwise, take your left hand, reach underneath your body, and see if you can get your hand to the outside of your right thigh. Holding onto that thigh, dropping the left shoulder. Keep pressing into the right hand, hips stay square to the floor. Release your left hand back down to the floor. Press both hands down. Reach up and back through your tailbone. And then press more with your left hand. Lighten your right hand on the floor. Reach underneath your chest, underneath your belly. Bring your hand to the outside of your left thigh. Drop your right shoulder. Lengthen your spine. Both heels equidistant from the floor. Take another breath. Release your right hand back down. Press into both hands. Take another breath in. Exhale, drop your knees to the mat. Open your knees out towards the sides of your mat. Slide your big toes together. Sit your hips to your heels. Drop your forehead onto the mat. Relax into child. Take a few breaths here, noticing how your body is responding to what you've been asking of it. And feel the breath move into the back of your heart space. Take another breath. Walk your hands back to your knees. Lift your upper body off your thighs. Drop your hips over to one side of your feet. Swing your legs around. Place your feet on the floor with your knees bent. Bring your hands to the backs of your thighs and with control, roll yourself down onto your back, releasing your head down last. Lift your knees, bring them over your chest. Hug them in. It might feel good to rock a little bit from side to side. And keep your knees over your chest. Open your arms out into a T-shape. Draw your knees a little bit closer to your chin. And as you take your next exhale, bring your knees to your right elbow. Press your left shoulder down as your hip comes off the floor. You can turn your head to the left, looking away from your knees. Relax your shoulders back into the mat. And to explore this pose a little bit more deeply, extend your left leg and place your left foot into your right hand, pressing out through your left heel. And to go even more deeply, extend your right leg so that both feet are in your right hand, both heels reaching. On your next exhale, bend both knees again and inhale them back up over your chest. Draw your knees a little bit closer to your chin. And on your next exhale, take your knees to your left elbow. Anchor your right shoulder down as that hip comes off the floor. Roll your chin to the right. Start to breathe deeply in your twist. And to extend on this side, straighten your right leg, put your right foot into your left hand. Press your right heel away. Extend further by reaching out with your left foot and also putting that into your left hand, both heels reaching. Feeling into the sensations in your body wherever you are in this pose. A couple more breaths. On your next exhale, bend both knees. Inhale your knees up over your chest. Wrap your arms around your knees. Give them a hug. Peel your head and shoulders off the floor. Bring your nose to your knees, hugging tightly, honoring this body, this vessel that you're walking around in. Giving it lots of love. And then release your head back to the floor, release your legs, and extend your legs out. Feet about shoulder width apart, the toes falling away from each other. Relax your shoulders back. Arms open a little bit away from your sides, palms to the sky. Close your eyes. And honor your body with this time of rest. relaxing even more deeply into the mat. Feel the energy that's moving up out of the solar plexus, the third chakra, up into your heart space. Feel your breath move into the heart space as well, mixing with that energy. And I'm going to leave you here to take as long as you would like in Savasana. Honoring the divine light that shines in all beings, that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.